In the media frenzy surrounding Jesse Ventura's upset victory, his party has been lost in the shuffle. The reformers tried to fix that with a Capitol Hill news conference, one that attracted more reporters and camera crews than any Reform Party news conference in recent memory. Party Chair Diane Goldman says she wants to seize the moment to grow the party's membership.
Well, I think Jesse's candidacy, you know, brought out a lot of voters who ordinarily would have not voted. The campaign is over with, and we're hoping to attract those voters to the party.
But Goldman doesn't have much of a plan of action yet, and for the time being, the party may not need one. At the moment, voters are coming to them, clogging phone lines and asking for information. But party vice chairman Buford Johnson says once the Ventura phenomenon fades, the reformers will have to do some more traditional-style party building, and the first order of business is money.
We've got a tremendous responsibility to help candidates get the embryonic funding that Jesse didn't have. We weren't organized enough and had the funds to really help Jesse get started early in the campaign. It's not right for a candidate to come out and say, okay, I'll serve, and there's no support from a party.
The National Reform Party didn't contribute any funds to the Ventura campaign, although individual Reform Party members from other states sent him a total of about $36,000 after he made an appearance at a Reform Party convention in Atlanta. But can Ventura carry this party into prominence? Cedric Schofield, an early party organizer, admits that Ventura's big personality may eclipse the party in some people's eyes.
Let's face it, he's the talk of the nation and the talk of the world. I mean, the calls we get from a daily Italian newspaper wonder if he's of Italian descent.
But all three party officials present at the news conference were careful to try to keep Jesse Ventura from becoming synonymous with the Reform Party. In the next few months, they say, people should not automatically assume that Ventura's policies are equivalent to the party's policies. In fact, the party has a rather brief platform, which purposefully avoids taking positions on hot topics like abortion. Schofield says the party wants to avoid developing an ideology that goes beyond certain general principles.
And our platform is very short, and the items in there relate to those things, and that's why we don't have the things like abortion and other things. It's not really because they're divisive, it's because they don't relate to those key things that we're about, which are ethics, accountability, and fiscal responsibility.
In that spirit, party officials stress that they want to let Governor-elect Ventura be his own man. They say they won't try to influence his policies or even seek jobs in his administration. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.